4NUE Mobile. Good morning, Keith. How are you, sir? How is beautiful Seneca this morning?
Bad. Eyes were getting a little cross staring at the screen, so I thought I'd get away from it for a minute. There's your call. All right. Call her back at you.
Well, I am headed into Taylor's. I'm going to meet with DTY, and we're gonna have some lunch together. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, because he's one of those guys you can gouge, and he'll gouge you right back, you know. I kind of like that.
Where are y'all planning on eating at?
Somewhere that my wife is not going to want me to eat, because she's got me on a diet. So I'm sneaking out of the house, and I'm just going to be a little bad today, I guess.
You're there. Well, if she don't know about it, it probably don't count then. So, when we went over there to get that radio, pick up that radio for today in Kenwood, I'm on. It's like way too close to the Lost Cages, so I can't hardly go by there without stopping there and eating them.
I will have to remember that. If she don't know about it, it probably don't count, right?
For that.
Right, well, one thing there, the key word in there that's the saving grace is probably. It probably don't count, which leads me to believe it might be how bad the offense is that really matters, right?
You keep thinking that, and then when she catches up to you, you're going to be in real deep trouble. W2T said that.
Hey, Rusty. Listen, bud, I get in trouble all the time. All the time. So it's no big deal to me.
Probably in there just in case. If she don't smell it on your breath, it might be all right.
Double, and then there's getting in trouble with your wife when you dodge the diet she wants you to be on. Then you're really in deep trouble.
She's a virtual teacher for K-12 Academy. Through K-12. And I said, okay, honey. I said, I'm going into town. Where are you going? And I said, well, I got to go meet Daniel. Okay, you going to lunch? And I said, well, I don't really know. So she just gave me one of these looks like, I'm probably on to you.
Didn't leave a radio on at the house.
But that doesn't mean anything. She's licensed too. And she's got pretty good with the things. I mean, she knows what the reverse function's for. She knows how to turn it on. And she knows, where the memory knob, the VFO knob to be in memory mode. So it doesn't matter if I leave it on or not. She's on it.
You're definitely going to be in deep trouble when you get home.
Said Rusty, I'm used to it. She's got me figured out. 27 years, she got me figured out by now. Something's wrong.
For a little while, and I couldn't keep up.
Or I doubled with you, bud.
Playing, I was pretty impressed with both of you being able to run the net like you do. Being new hands, I've been at it a little while, and I can't keep up over.
Let me make sure I got it. One thing I'll tell you is if you're interested in trying it, it's interesting. But you dictate the pace. If you don't get the call, then you slow things down a little bit till you get the call. And the information. And once I learned that you don't have to get the call on the first try. and that's not what's important. What's important is getting the correct call and just kind of dictate the pace. But here's one thing I've noticed. With the first couple of calls, getting them, most of the rest of the net sees that, and they'll slow things down to, you know, to help you out, which is, you know, kind of neat, really.
The other thing to talk about when it comes to calling nets, I've done this for a number of years now, and is that learn to call nets by calling a 2-meter net. It's a lot easier. You don't have as much interference as you do when you're calling, like I call HF nets. One of the nets I was helping our net control station last night on a 40-meter net, and she had 57, 58 check-ins from all over the United States. And of course, HF is a, you know, it can be noisy, and we were on 40 meters. I've got a 75-meter net to call tonight, so it all varies. And but it's easier to call a 2-meter net than it is to call an HF net. So if you get in, want to decide to learn nets, volunteer to help call the 2-meter nets, and then when you've done that and get that under your belt and get settled into that, then you can try doing HF, because HF is a whole different ball game.
Roger that, Rusty. By the way, it's Keith over here, KN4CHY. Don't know that we've talked before, other incidentally, maybe. Definitely understand that, because I'm listening in from HF nets. HF nets with multiple net control stations across the country, and I can see where that would be a challenge.
It is, and particularly, and you and I have talked, it's been a while, but it's a situation where you still only have one net control station, but then you have relays on HF. I was relaying from here in South Carolina. She was in Virginia, the net control, last night. And we even had DX stations coming in from Canada, so we had them from all over. And the other relay station, he was up in Michigan. And then the other relay station, who kept fading in and out, he was in Nebraska. So we get relays from all over, but we had probably stations checked in from at least 32 states last night, and one Canadian province, because we had three Canadian stations checked in last night too. So, you know, we had people from Florida, all up and down the East Coast, and out in the Midwest, Texas, Idaho, Iowa, all out in that area, Michigan, Oregon, Nebraska, California, all over. So, you know, you end up with nets like that, and it does get to be interesting. Anyway, go ahead. Let's see, whoever is next, pick it up.
Let me make sure I got it. Started last week called my first HF net, and you are exactly right. Totally different ball game, totally different feel. And matter of fact, 3 days prior to that, I tried to be the alternate net control, and I had to give it up because I was not effective, and that was rather embarrassing, but I learned a good lesson that, you know, you have to be prepared. You have to have the preamble ready. You got to have your radio ready. You got to have everything laid out, and that takes, you know, 10 or 15 minutes to get everything laid out and play out in your mind. Okay, I'm ready for this scenario. I'm ready for that scenario. This is what I say on a relay. This is what I say for this. And you have to get all that ironed out. But I learned my first lesson, because the HF guys, they move, and they not going to stop.
One more thing, let's get here for the both of you and everything. If you want to see a lesson in how to, what happens with nets like we run, because 3905, check us out, 3905ccn.org, and that's our website. And we run nets on 20 meters, 40 meters, 75 meters, 80 meters, 160 when the season is right. And we run PSK nets, Reedy nets, CW nets, and voice nets. But if you want to get a thing and you can access to NetLogger, download NetLogger if you don't have it on your computer, and then check around 7:30 tonight and look on NetLogger, their things, look for the ones, nets that are running, and look for the 3905 Century Club 40-meter early net. And we usually start somewhere around 72-68, but that's just depending upon what the band conditions are like. But listen there and follow along with it, and you'll see how we run nets and everything there, because we have different net controllers every night. I'll be on 75 at about 10 o'clock our time, and the I'll start looking for pre-net check-ins about 9:30, and the pre-net check-ins for our 40-meter net will start about 7:30 local to our time here in South Carolina, and the net starts at 8 o'clock. And last night we had enough people checked in, and we had one guy who was on a tri-point. He was on the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York tri-point, and he got a lot of calls. And each person that contacted him made nine contacts for that, three stations each in three different states. So that also makes a long situation. So anyway, check us out, look and listen, check in on our net, and see what's going on, and you'll see some things. I'm here in the yard. Talk to you all later. 73's W2T.
TR Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey, Zulu,
Dusty, have a good day, sir. General, I'm going to pause here for a second and let Keith say goodbye, and then we'll swing back, pick you up. How about that, bud?
Sounds good,
Be good talking to you. Probably the 10 o'clock time frame would be a good time for me to listen, so I might speed check you out tonight. Have a good day. 7:30s, we'll catch you later. KN4CHY, go ahead, Chandler.
Good afternoon, Keith. Good afternoon, Chad. And to all on frequency, how y'all doing this afternoon? Over.
QE. Well, I am doing really well. I'm going to go eat lunch with KI4DTY. Or is it TDY? I get it mixed up. But I'm going to go eat lunch with him and gouge each other a little bit. And how about you? How was your morning?
Things all right. I'm a little more awake now than I was this morning when I talked to you at the 4. I hadn't heard Dave on yet, so I'm hoping that he jumps on here pretty soon to get for it, and that's why. And by the way, Daniel's call sign is Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee.
Had it right the first time. Well, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. Having a pretty good day. I was telling Chad when I got on, the eyes were crossing staring at the computer. I had to step away from it for a minute. So I'm going to get back at it for a little while and go with me assignment. Get this day finished off. So good talk to y'all. Y'all have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you later. KN4CHY, I'll be clear. Have y'all fun.
Keep having a good day, sir. And, hope you enjoy your day. KO4NUE.
Please, Keith. Hope the rest of your day is good as well. KO4WWC.
All right, Chandler. What you got on your mind this morning, bud?
Just wondering, have you had to cross down any more Tylenols for yourself today yet?
No tally marks that I know of yet, but the day is young. I got 8 or 10 more hours daylight, so I'm hopeful.
Well, your day Did you put mine down?
Put you down for one tally mark for forgetting your keys.
Well, if you kick it up, you know you're the champion today, Chad.
You got a ways to go. I'm up to about 30, I think.
I wonder what Miss Anna has to say to all this.
I probably shouldn't say, but she she stays on me a little bit.
Imagine. Mad when you told me that story yesterday?
Nah, she knows I'm gouging at her. She'll gouge back at, you know, she knows the deal. she's not like that. Anybody can live with me for as long as she has. She's got it figured out.
Roger that. Well, what you gonna have for lunch today, Chad?
Anna's had me on a diet for, you know, the past couple of days, so I'm gonna sneak out and might cheat a little bit, but I'm gonna blame it on Daniel.
Easy, Chad. Careful, she might be listening.
But that's okay. I'll deal with the repercussions when I get home.
Well, I'm gonna have me some stir fry that my mama cooked up last night, and man, let me tell you, my mama, when it comes to all the special things that have to be done to my food, man, she is awesome. She is a blessing. She's a really good cook.
Good deal. Glad she takes care of you. What's the deal with the radio?
You're talking about the answer. I don't know yet. I haven't been home. I'm moving around to go pick up a friend from church to help him get to a doctor's appointment here in Easley. And then I'm going to be going back to work. So I don't really know the answer to that problem yet.
Another Motorola VHF 2-meter
radio in the house.
I got you. Okay, well, when you get home, you get settled in, just unplug the 440 machine and plug it right into the back of the 2-meter machine. Then disconnect the coax from the Yaesu, connect it to the Motorola, and do a short transmission on low power, and let's see what happens. Don't forget to do that now. Short transmission, low power.
We'll do a short transmission, but the way that Mandel had to program these radios, it's not like Yazoo. I can't control the power level without hooking up to an old DOS computer. And when I say DOS, I mean disk operating system.
I understand. We're gonna have to try something, or make a decision. Either do something or live with what you got. So just keep that in mind. Over.
And I will do something about it. I'll plug in the GM300 and I'll give you a short test transmission, and we'll go from there. I'm hoping, since I've operated the Yazoo on 50 watts, that it won't hurt the Motorola much. The Motorola's a brick. I mean, that thing's a tough radio, so it shouldn't hurt it too bad as long as I don't keep keying up for a long time.
Comment.
Good.
Dwight. Hey, Chad. Got your message. Did you have a rough ETA? Copy. All right, KI4DTY, I'm clear. Back to you, Chandler.
Well, stand by. So just let me know. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll give you a signal report. We'll do a little troubleshooting then. How about that? Over.
And Chad, I did really love that gauge. I'm enjoying it a whole lot. There's a lot of stuff that I can do with it that I realized that I couldn't do with the other radio. So maybe we should try and figure out if there's, we'll see. We'll figure it out. It's just that gauge is a nice radio, and I want to keep it as long as I can.
Keep this in mind now. It doesn't matter how pretty the radio is. If it's not functioning, then it's not worth keeping or make a decision to have it repaired. But the other day when we were up on frequency during the day, you mentioned that the radio got hot and the coax PL259 was so hot that it burned your it burned your finger. Is that right? The radio's been pretty hot then.
It happens when I'm transmitting on high power for a while. That day I had it on high power because everybody kept telling me I wasn't having a good signal. So I don't know if it's just high power or if I'm doing something wrong.
Stand by. See another issue there. We need to figure out why the radio is getting down. So it's on high power, and the Yaesus that I've got on high power, they get pretty hot. You have to cool them down. But the concern I've got is that I just want to know what the SWR is. That's all, and just alleviate that. But since you can't come in the house to help you, that's a challenge. That's tough.
And we'll get through it. I promise we'll get through it somehow. And I'll do everything I can. I'll do my part.
That's agreeable. If you do your part, then we'll work through it. You're right.
What are your plans for today, sir?
Destinate, so let me go ahead and clear out here, and I just want to say it's a pleasure talking to you, young man. You're doing a great job. We'll continue to get you polished up, but and maybe you can give me some tips too, because I need them. But I just want to say 73s. Have a good day, bud, and I'll talk with you later on down the log. KL4NUE, I'm clear.
KL4WWT.
DTY KL4NUE. No contact, I'm clear.
KO4WWZ,
level. N4DKC. DKC, KO4WWZ. I'm fine, alright. How about you, Shane? You're not Shane. That's N4Z, okay. I forgot your name, I'm sorry.
That's how Walker ran out my yard right now. My hand held.
So scratchy, tell me when you get better signal, okay? It was more WWC.
Probably better get off. I don't run the battery down. Today, anyway, hope you have a good afternoon today. Looks like it's well. I don't think it's going to turn off real nice, but at least it's not raining. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Here's 4DKC, please. This is Darren, KO4WWZ Noble, with the as I was really three and went to his life as a Q-ship.
Have a computer. it's good on QRZ and just put it into a GPS or in your phone under Google and bring you right here.
I'll look it up. I don't take long doing that. KS North and XY, right?
That's a roger. Just you know, look it up and let me know when you're coming, so I'll be looking for you. And like I say, I'm in the middle of a bunch of projects today, so gotta get back at it. You have a good afternoon, and I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
KF4NXY, I will say 7-3. I'm just want to make sure of one thing. If you send me an email at ko4wwz@gmail.com and tell me if you want to, me to pay you anything for these amplifiers, because if I have to pay, I'm not going to be able to come, because I got to be saving my money as much as I can. I got bills, car insurance, and stuff that I have to pay for, and that has to come first, but I will say 7-3. Email is KiloOscar4WhiskeyZulu@gmail.com. Over.
Okay. I'll try and shoot you an email. I don't have anything to write it down out here. Don't worry about paying for the stuff. You know, just get it hooked up, and if it works real good for you, then you know you can pay me later, or you know, give me a few bucks for the stuff later. I don't have a whole lot in it. I had the big ramp repaired, and I gave the guy that repaired it, I gave him a set of 2-meter beams, kind of for doing the repair. And the smaller amp, I did a trade with it. So, you know, I don't have a lot of money tied up in either one of them. So, you know, don't worry about the money on the deal. I'll probably be talking to you again before the weekend, and might get to talk to Chad at some point. But like I said, I got a man on the clock out here, and I got to get back to getting some work done around here. KF4NXY.
TCD radios, I'll get to you for them.